Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Jen.
I really didn't intend to speak. Trudy put that on me. I just told her I'd be on there. I didn't say I would speak. But that's all right. There are a few things, maybe. I was just enjoying the silence. At the retreat, we're going to do something different. It came to me, and I think it's a wonderful idea. So bring a notebook and a pen, and every day, as you listen, you jot down something that hits you. And the last couple of days, we'll discuss, and I'll have everyone read what came to them, and we'll discuss, and it might not be recorded. Sometimes I can speak more candidly without it being recorded. But if it is, it won't be sent out. But anyway, because I know that at a retreat, your hearing seems to become more acute because the background that holy hush or silence, the alive, pregnant silence, not dead, brings that out. And many times you've told me, many of you, over and over, that you've commented about how you hear things that you'd heard before, but you just really, had never heard them. That the nugget or kernel of something hits you in a very startling way. So, and do you know when that happens? It affects your entire universe. Remember, you don't leave your universe at home. You don't leave your wife or your husband or your child. You don't leave them at home. That's not true. And on the level, let us say, of spirit, there are no processes. Something can change in the twinkling of an eye. That's why it seems so hard sometimes for us to really grasp that. How can this happen? Because on the mental thinking level and the physical level, there's always a process, isn't it? Why is that? Because time, you see. But in that silence, that alive silence, there's no time. So I just wanted to let you know that. And there's another thing that I thought I might bring up is a lady from the West Coast called me yesterday, day, I forget, but just recently. And she said, and I don't know her, she said she had heard of me, and a friend gave her the phone number. Of course, I didn't ask who, but anyway, she asked for help. in the drought situation on the West Coast. And I said, okay. And now I would like to ask all of you, or those of you who wish to do this work with me, to do so. And so let's work this. I said to the lady, without exception, we have to remember in this work we're doing, without exception, omnipresent grace is in full, constant operation. And that we would work this way. We live in the kingdom of heaven, here and now. So these things do not come nigh our dwelling place. I also told her to remember that weather has no mind of its own. It has no mind to operate destructively or constructively. Rather, that weather is a divine, whole, perfect idea and therefore can't be added to nor taken from. So as a mere idea, it cannot operate of itself. It is a thought, and a thought cannot think. And, yes, she mentioned chemtrails incessantly seen there and the use of HAARP. But I did tell her that mischief in high places could never replace nor defeat God, as God is never defeated. Not sometimes, but never. The dice of God is always loaded, so don't allow the works of man to distract you. And they will. Don't allow that. All is always well, despite any appearance to the contrary, for appearances are just that, appearances, like unto shadows that appear and disappear. Now, what counteracts dis-ease or unease of any nature? Peace. Value that peace, that inner peace, even in the midst of turmoil. Value it above all else. The peace that passes, that transcends all human or mortal seeing and thinking. You see, peace stops fear in its tracks. And it is fear that gives unease or dis-ease its so-called power to travel. It gives its go power. Fear is the only power it has. Is fear. And peace, that precious, transcendental peace, stops it in its tracks. Now that peace is the dice of God. All right, let's be still. peace that bypasses human understanding. And you may be able only to hold that peace for 30 minutes. And then you have to go in and do all over again. But eventually, the day comes when you are saved. Now, what are you saved from? The human mind. And then that peace never leaves. It's always in the background or the foreground. Not by human force, physical force, mental force, but by my gentle, gentle spirit. I make all things new because they are just now being conceived. They've never been conceived before, because there is no before. There's now. And that's what that statement means. I make all things new. Constantly, see, they're new. Because they're just now being conceived, perceived. That means that your body is new, your business is new, everything is new. The stars are new, all things are new. Fresh. Just now conceived. You are not as you were 1 minute ago. And the rest of your day, and there are no end to days, eternality will be vastly different. So if we include our universe as God makes it, or as awareness makes it, we must rest in being and let what is define itself. Show up as details. Thank you very much.
Hey. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Kay.
You.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay.